Around 70 people are gathered outside the Sea Alaska building in downtown Juneau on a sunny afternoon, and John Wye tells them to grunt.
Let's hear it. Yeah, I feel like I'm on the ice pack. There's a whole herd of walrus. Okay, let's go like this again now, guys.
A couple young helpers hurry to thread a thick rope through the holes around the edge of the walrus hide blanket. They're finishing the handles. Wye and his wife Arlene use the time to teach the crowd a walrus dance from their hometown, Savunga, on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea.
It's like a 14-foot trampoline, but in this case, people grab onto the rope around the edges, and a toss leader will direct everybody to pull in unison and propel a person up. Based on experience, they can go higher and higher.
When the handles are done, one crucial thing is still missing. People, lots of them, to grab hold of the handles and pull. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute President Rosita Worrell does a little last-minute recruitment, calling out to passersby on the street.
We need pullers! Come and help! Come and help!
Worrell asked Wye to create the blanket during his week-long artist residency at the Institute. He had the hide already from a couple thousand-pound walrus he harvested years ago to feed his family. The home of the blanket toss, like walrus, is far from southeast Alaska.
It's in the Inuit, Inupiaq, Siberian Yupik. It's predominantly an up north event. Nalukatuk is what they call it. It's a celebration of the harvest of the bowhead whale.
But in more recent years, the blanket toss has become a feature across Alaska in competitive events like the World Eskimo Indian Olympics and Native Youth Olympics. When enough pullers have grabbed hold of the blanket, Juneau Native Youth Olympics coach Kyle Worrell is the first up. He climbs onto the blanket and steadies himself as he's lifted a few feet above the ground. He double-checks everyone understands the process. A few gentle pulls as he counts down, and then the big one.
Plank. Dead. Nusk.
He lands a tidy backflip. The second and final jumper of the day is 9-year-old Race Catchatag, a young relative of the Wye's who lives in Juneau. It's his first time jumping, and he does so cross-legged. He leaves the blanket grinning.
I thought I was going to fall, like, hit the ground, but I didn't.
He offers this advice to first-time blanket toss jumpers.
Just believe in yourself.
The blanket Wye created will be used for blanket toss competitions in Juneau for years to come. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.